Of course, this has a much deeper meaning, another lecture for another time. The hem of the garment, so teaches the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, represents just a little bottom part, just some of the least of the wisdom that he had to offer. Just a little knowledge got her all the way right. This too happened with the blind beggar. This too happened with the 10 lepers. Jesus told them, wasn't something I did for you, but by your faith, you have been made whole. Thought, a thought without faith has no dynamic force. The potency of a thought really is determined by the amount of faith we have inside the thought. So if we are thinking what we want, or we are asking for what we want, but inside of that thought or that request is not belief in the God we are thinking to or praying to, it short circuits the power of that thought. Belief in Allah is a requirement. Number three, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this. He said, it's always we, never I. Always we, never I. When you search social media, everybody that got something is always putting, I'm self-made millionaire, self-made this, I got it from the mud by myself, didn't nobody do nothing for me, I did this on my own. You're a liar. Ain't no such thing as no self-made nothing. It's always we, never I. What about your mama? What about your team? What about your friends? What about that coach that you met that instilled in you confidence when you were on the little football field? What about the God? It's always a we. There is no self-made nothing or nobody. God made through people whatever it is that we are. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this. He said, I is the only independent letter in the alphabet. And the only independent entity in the universe is God. Therefore, the only one qualified to use I is God. So the rest of us got to say we and us. In fact, this rugged individualism in truth is a European concept. Before we were kidnapped, westernized and Caucasianized by our enemy, we never had that I got to get mine, you got to get yours mentality. We always believed that it didn't take a good mother or a good father to raise a child, but it took a village. That's a we. Whenever a boy was going into manhood, or a girl was going into womanhood, the elders would always give the class that was moving in the rites of passage an individual twig and ask them to break it. And all the time, the student or the young boy or girl could break the twig with ease. Then the elders would count the amount of those in the rites of passage and hand a bundle of twigs. If it was 30 in the class, he would give 130 twigs and say, now you break it. They would try, but they wouldn't be able to do it. They would pass it on one to another. No one could break it. Our ancestors were trying to tell us that it's always we. It's never I. When we are alone, we are easily defeated. But when we are together in the bond of brotherhood and sisterhood, no force on the outside can break us. Jesus himself, every time, we were talking about this earlier, every time that people began to praise Jesus, he would always deflect. They would say, thou art the good shepherd. And Jesus would say, well, why callest thou me good? No, there's none good but the Father. When they would compliment him on how well he was teaching or how great his advice was, he said, look, I can of my own self Do nothing. Whatsoever I hear, that is what I speak, and whatsoever the Father commandeth me to do, that is what I do. He's letting us know that even he's not independent. So it's always we. It's never I. Number four.